Imaragay, Gimbe, Bidipi, Barre. That means welcome friends to Biripi country, and it is on behalf of the Biripi people who stayed into this land. I would like to pay respect to the elders both past and present and extend that respect to all listeners of King's Kiss.
Thanks for joining us today. I'm Heidi and this is King's Kids. This week, Aboriginal evangelist Tony Dennison is talking about trying to do life without God's help. Even as Christians, we can forget about asking God to help with everyday problems. Here's Tony to explain what he means.
Too many times Christians struggle in their faith because their pride gets in the road. They don't trust other Christians and they try to do it all by themselves. And they can't do it alone. We need to do it with the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to do it with Jesus. We need to walk with God. How many times do you know somebody that's on fire for God? Then all of a sudden, something goes wrong. There's a crisis in their life. And they try to react to the crisis instead of going to the one that can solve the crisis, Jesus. I know many times in my own life, there's been times that when a crisis happens, we tend to panic if we're not walking with God. If we're not walking 100% with God, 100% sold out to Jesus, we can struggle in our walk with God. We're not alone, and we don't have to do our walk with God alone. I know when I first got saved, I was in prison. I was alone, and I had nobody to come and to help me with God, and no one to come and share who God was. And all I had was one Jimmy Swaggart tape, and this is how long ago. It wasn't a CD, it was a tape. And I was privileged enough in prison to have this tape recorder. And I was able to listen to Jimmy Swaggart. And it was just one tape of all, you know, some worship and praise songs. And I can't remember them now, but I remember I knew them off by heart. And I used to sing my heart out. And I never felt alone in that prison or in that cell, especially when I was locked up all by myself, with no one around. I didn't share a cell with anyone at that particular time. And prison was overcrowded and most people were forced to share cells with other people. But anyone doing over 10 years didn't have to. And so I called upon that card that I didn't have to share a cell with anybody. But I knew that I could trust God because it was just me and God. The Holy Spirit came into the cell every day. The Holy Spirit spoke to my heart, showed me where to read in the Word, showed me how to pray because I didn't know how to talk to God. I didn't know how to read the Bible and I couldn't make sense of a lot of it. When I struggled, the Holy Spirit would come and show me, gently nudge me and show me. And then I wanted to do this Bible study course and I thought that would give me more knowledge of God. But I didn't. My most intimate moments and my learning time in my Christian early walk was spending time with Jesus. Not reading books, not listening to other people, watching people on television in the prison yard on a Sunday morning. You know, that growing time and that bonding time between me and my Father and me and Jesus was those times that I spent alone in that prison cell. When I got out of prison, I tried to get caught up in the world and, you know, had a wife, had kids, had a church, had other things going on. Sometimes we can tend to forget about that we need to be in a relationship with God. Sometimes we try to struggle and do it on our own some. And I remember going to a men's breakfast and it was just a few men from the church and we was getting together to have a bit of prayer time, a bit of fellowship. And it was the time of trusting and the time to talk to each other who God really is. I remember saying to these guys, I said, look, I'm only brand new at this. I got a new wife. I've been preaching in prison for 5 years. And we're having problems. And I want to talk to somebody about it. And that pastor said, the minister said to me, he said, well, we're all Christian brothers here. You can share with me what you want to share. And I said, look, I've got a problem with snoring. I didn't know it was sleep apnea at the time. But I said, I snore so bad. She doesn't want to not sleep in the same bedroom. She wants to be two bedrooms away because it was so bad. She couldn't get any sleep. And we had two small children, one on the way. So I just knew that I had to get help for this. And I went to these guys for prayer. I've had a close relationship with God. And I knew what God was all about, that nothing's impossible for God, that we can come to God, we can ask God for help, and the help is always there, right there on the spot. They said to me, look, we're not going to waste God's time with that. It's only snoring for crying out loud. Suck it up. You want to talk to God? You want God to do something? Why don't you come back with something spiritual and something serious? You know what? God's all for marriages. God's all for relationships. And if there's a problem like snoring or whether it's some other addiction in your marriage or relationships with other people, if there's something coming to tear your marriage apart, because that's what the devil wants. He wants to come between you and your partner, your wife and your children. He wants to put a wedge in there. He wants to put a block in there. And he wants to do whatever he can. He sneaks in. He comes in the back door, the front door, the side door, the window. If you haven't got your guard up, the devil will sneak in. And it's only because you have a relationship with God. When the devil comes in, you know what to do. You got a power and you got authority. And most Christians don't even believe they got power and authority. Most Christians don't even know that God is the same yesterday, today and tomorrow. That Jesus Christ said when he went to heaven, all power and authority has been given to me. And he said, I give that to you, the believer. He didn't just say, I give that to Tony Dennison, Aboriginal evangelist. He didn't say, I give that to Heidi, King's Kids co-host. He said, I give it to all believers, all those who trust in me and believe in me. All power and authority has been given to Jesus, and he gives it to us. And people don't know that, and they don't walk in that authority. And you know, a friend of mine said to me the other day, she said, I'm always alone, but I'm not alone. She said, I had one bad marriage, and I was out of God's will, and the marriage lasted 10 years. And she said, I've asked God many times, many times, many times, give me a husband. And God said to her, I'm your husband. Jesus said, I'm your husband. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You know, this woman's an elderly woman, and she takes joy in that. When you say, did you ever want to get married again, cuz? I said, have you ever wanted to ask God for a husband? And she said, Jesus is my husband. And she said, I'm never alone. He's always there. I can feel his presence. Last week, I preached in another church, and a young girl said later that how awesome it was to be in the presence of God. You know, to walk into a place and feel the presence of God. That just shouldn't be in church. That should be wherever you go. It should be in your home. When people come into your home, if you really love God and you spend time with God in a relationship, if you really spend that time with God, when somebody comes into your home, they should feel that peace of God. They should feel the presence of Almighty God, because the Holy Spirit's there everywhere. And if you're honoring God with your life and your lifestyle, there's no doubt that you will bring the presence of God with you wherever you go.
Stop.
Never be ashamed to tell somebody that you love Jesus Christ. Never be ashamed to show how much you love your Lord. A friend of mine last week, the week before, said to me, Tony, I want to meet you at the RSL club to have a meal. Well, Pastor Tony eats too, you know. Have a look at the size of me. I'm as big as two houses. But the thing is, we got to eat. And, you know, it doesn't matter whether we go to a club. We're Christians, yes. But we are in the world, but we're not of it. And I remember going to the club, and they had a raffle drawer on, and a free raffles for members. You only had to swipe your card. You didn't have to buy anything. And they had members' cash drawer and all that. And this woman said to me, she's known me for a little while, and she said, Pastor Tony, she said, that black fella over there says, if I bless you, he said, you got the favour of God in your life. He said, if I bless you, I can expect God to bless me at some time. And she said, is that right? And I said, well, I do have the favour of God in my life. I don't know when you're going to get it, but if you want to bless me, then we'll see what happens. I went to the bathroom, and when I came out, she had a buzzer in front of me. She bought me a dinner. And I said, well, I know you're really desperate for a blessing from God. I said, what do you want? She said, I'd like to win $1,000 tonight. And I said, well, I'll pray for you, but that's up to God. Well, yeah, if he wants to bless you, he'll bless you. Anyway, she's a non-Christian, this woman. Anyway, they had five $1,000 drawers and five $500 drawers. And I said to her, well, you really need to sit down and talk to me about God sometime. You know, God really wants to make a difference in your life. Anyway, she said, well, if God blesses me tonight, she said, I'll make a deal with you. I'll sit down and have a yarn to you about God. The last $1,000 draw, she won it. She won $1,000. And she was jumping up and down and screaming and excited like she'd got a surfboard. She was so excited. I mean, she was all over this old pastor like a fat kid on a cupcake. You know, she went and collected $1,000. And then this other woman got up and she came and set a glass of lemon, lime and bitters in front of me to wash down my tea. And I said, what's that for? She said, Pastor, I want what she's got. You know, she's got a blessing from God, I want it. She said, well, not for me, for my son. And the very next draw for $500, her son won it. And this other lady looked at me and she said, Pastor, I got no money, I got nothing, I can't bless you with anything, but I'd like some of that. And she was the next one to win $500. And people were amazed. And we just sat and talked about it and I said, well, God moves in mysterious ways. But God's trying to show you guys that he does love you. He heard your cry. You needed the money. And, you know, it was no skin off God's nose, but you got blessed anyway. People can say that was karma. But those of us who know God knows it was a blessing from heaven. And the lady doing the raffles, she said, Tony, you haven't swiped your members card for the free raffles. And I just said, Lord, if I win anything tonight, I'll give it away. And then when I picked up the tickets, I said to the lady, I said, you know what? I feel I'm going to get blessed tonight. I'll win three. And sure as God made little apples, green apples, and this black fella black, I won three. And I can hear the unsaved people say, that black fella, he got three, he's up there again. But see, God is so good. Do you think God cares about your life? Does he care about your needs? Not your wants, but he cares. And God reaches out and blesses the unsaved just as much as he blesses the saved. Because God is God. He can pour out his blessing on whoever he chooses. Because God sees the heart. He sees the inner heart. He knows what you want. He knows your desires of your heart. And if, you know, that woman got blessed with $1,000, you know what's so funny about it? She had to borrow my phone to ring her mother to tell her she won because she had no credit. And I said, what, you think I'm a black fella? You seen me coming? You want to borrow my phone? Anyway, it was a great night. Because see, even Christians need to go out and spend time with people in the world. You don't have to be a drunk at a club. You can go and have a meal. And don't be ashamed to share God, because you know what? When she won that raffle, when she won that badge draw of $1,000, mate, that table talked more about Jesus for the rest of the night than anything else. Because they was amazed. And then when I won the three raffles, you know what I did with mine? I got home, I put the meat in the fridge, and I started ringing people. And I said, you know, God wants to bless you. And I want to bless you too. Can you come to my house? I've got meat trays here. You can take what you want. You see, I didn't have to keep that. I could have kept that meat tray and been greedy and did nothing with it. But I saw it as a gift from God and I wanted to share it with other people. And you know what happened to me? I went into Aldi's with $3 on my key card. I didn't have any cash. And I run into a family that I hadn't seen for a while and they got a brand new baby. I asked them, could I bless the baby? Could I pray for the baby? And they said, please, Pastor, please pray. And I'm walking around Aldi's thinking, what am I going to buy for tea? And you know what happened? This lady nudged me with a trolley. She said, Pastor, God wants me to give you some groceries. And I said, well, I only need one thing really. So, and I put one thing in the trolley and I said, when you go through with your groceries, sing out and I'll come and get it. And she said, Pastor, you don't realise what God is saying. He wants you to fill your trolley up and then I'll pay for it. And I said, you sure? And I felt really awkward because this woman kept walking around the shop saying, do you eat this? I say, yeah. Well, and then went the trolley. Do you eat that? No. Oh, yeah, could you eat pasta? I mean, I'm a black fellow. I'm a meat and veg man. Eating that pasta, you know, I couldn't come at that. But anyway, she put cheese in there. She put everything in there. And then she paid for it and just handed me the trolley. She said, you know what she said? She said, Pastor, you came into Aldi's looking for God because you knew God would be in here. And God was waiting for you because he sent me in here to pay for your groceries. You know, that was an awesome, awesome, awesome experience. That knowing that God cares enough to buy your groceries. God cares enough to send someone along to pay for it.
When I am down and oh my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burden be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shore.
Sometimes I think I glimpse
I saw something on Facebook the other day. It said, when God gives you a rich financial blessing, don't let your expectations grow bigger. Let your giving be greater. So instead of expecting God to give you more and more, let your giving become more and more. To give, you know, when God blesses you, you know, if you keep it to yourself, then it doesn't go anywhere. You just get fatter. But if you give the blessing away to somebody else, you know, somebody in need, God will send somebody along. And, you know, you don't need to be Einstein. You don't have to go through somebody's purse like a black fellow, like a thief in the night when they come to your house. If you're open to God, he'll speak to you. And, you know, this woman and her son came to visit me, and God said, Tony, give them $40. And I said, but Lord, I got bills for $400. And God said, give them the $40, black fella, 40 ain't going to cover 400. And I didn't hesitate. I said, look, I've got to bless you guys with this. And then, you know, it's like Demtel. I keep telling you, God's better than Demtel, because when I gave him the $40, God said, now give him your dinner. And I said, Lord, what am I going to eat? I know I'm fat. I could probably go without a meal, but what am I going to eat? And I gave away my dinner, which was only frozen pizza and chips anyway. But you know what? God, when he upgrades you, it's like flying Qantas economy and being upgraded to first class. Because you know what? I gave away frozen pizza, and then the phone rings and somebody says, Pastor Tony, we're at Chinese at this restaurant in town, and God said for us to buy you a Chinese meal. Come and have it, or we'll bring it to your house. So I went and I had the Chinese and I prayed over them and blessed them. The next day they asked me to come and a lunch with them. I blessed them again, and then they go fill my car up, and then they gave me $500 they gave me. So I gave away $40 because God said to, and then he gave me back $500. I was so blessed. Last week I pulled up at the garage and I'm thinking I'll slip $20 in here, and when that runs out I'll come back and put another 20 in. And I got out and I grabbed the E10 pump, the cheapest fuel there. And I said, I'll snick $20 in here. And this guy gets out of the car and he says to me, what do you think you're doing? And I said, I'm putting petrol in my car. Now, nothing gets past you. And he said, but you're putting that cheap stuff in your car. It's not good for it. Well, I looked this white fella up and down. I said, mate, I'm only a poor old black fella. I'm only a poor old pastor. I said, that's all I can afford. And he took the pump off me, put it back on the nozzle back in the thing, and he pulled out the dearest one. And he filled the car up. And I said, either this guy's going to pay for this, or I'm going to have to do an armed rob. Or I'm going to have to get in the car and drive off, because I ain't got that sort of money. Anyway, the guy went and paid for it. And he blessed me. He said, Pastor, I want to bless you. And you know what? Then he gave me an envelope. Then when I got home, there was $250 in the envelope. How good is God? How awesome is God? Put your trust in God. Now, if I tried to do it my way, and I tried to walk this Christian walk on my own without God, it'd be lonesome. I'd be struggling. I would wonder where the next feed's coming from. I could even be homeless. But you know what? Because I don't walk alone on this journey. Because Jesus says, I'm like a lamp under your feet. I will go before you. I will prepare the blessings, you know, because you are my faithful child. I love you. And it's not just this old black pastor God loves. He loves the unsaved as well. And you know what? He's always preparing blessings for the unsaved in the hope that one day they'll realize it wasn't karma. It was the Son of the Most High God, Jesus Christ, who provided the blessing, and he loved them so much that he died on the cross for them.
Thanks for listening to King's Kids today. We'll be back next week at the same time, and you can pick up the latest news at kingskidsministries.org. I'm Heidi, and on behalf of the King's Kids team, bye for now. King's Kids is produced in the studios of Rema FM, Port Macquarie.